Ving Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Ah, fuck. Is it really that fucking time again? Are people really downloading this shit? Listening to this? Fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I have no fucking clue what Decaf's doing next to me. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck is that? You can talk. Your mic is on.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I ain't gonna fucking worry. I'm more worried about you, dude.
You should be.
I should. Tonight in the studio, hanging out with us, Wes, Dim. We encourage everyone out there to go to the site, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. Cam's up. We even got a light. Brought the light package back. We can see Decaf's ass.
Got two black people in the studio.
Yeah,
man.
We need a light.
You only got one light. So, you know, you have to kind of bounce it off of me and then get his forehead, too.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
I figure we could generate enough light between the bald foreheads. Sure, fine.
That works, baby.
What's up,
man?
Oh, there we go.
Damn in the house.
Shit. Sing for the goddamn man. Can't use a
damn.
I'm sorry.
Damn, we got to say it right. You're like, we have them.
And you're like,
you can't say no damn. We have. Damn. Now you gotta say, damn. You gotta say the kick. Because that's how he sounds when he's on stage. You don't know what the fuck they say, but it sounds good.
That's true. That is very good. Last week, I decided.
Thank you. Man, good night.
You're clowning, but you were getting down that one night, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, don't get mad. Don't get mad. First time you're in a mosh pit, huh? That's
No, it was the second time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody ran off because they had a floating rib.
Oh, I gotta go, guys! All the way back!
Was the first one the Hillary Duff show?
You mean you could have had those 19-year-old kids pushing you, man?
19-year-old kids? Shut up, dude. There was some 45-year-old guys running around. I never understood that shit.
It's called denial. Come on, let's be honest. All right, everybody needs to go online, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. Join us. Boy, what else do I have to say?
I remember I got the underwear showed every that night.
Oh, yeah, that one chick kept flashing you and, like, hitting on you and then left with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just want to point that out.
That's how it usually goes.
Yeah, well.
They get all hot and horny on the decaf to go fuck their boyfriend. That's how it goes.
Story of your life, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Wes. Wow.
What is up?
Wes, give them the website. They can check you guys out.
That would be the myspace.com/dimlasvegas.
Damn. So what's going on, man?
A lot, man. Been busy for the past, what, is it 2 months? No, yeah. It's been 4 months since I've seen you guys.
You haven't been here about 4 months.
Damn.
Who are you bringing in the studio with you, man?
I got
an introduction. They all sitting in the dark and shit.
I've got
no microphone hooked up. Goddamn, we all fucking.
I've got my friends Rory and Candace. They're pretty much the.
Roy.
Rory. Duh, Rory.
He ain't 80. You serious? Your name is Rory?
That's the
real
shit.
Name? Oh, I thought you said Roy. I'm sorry.
Roy?
Damn.
Roy. He's like, Roy.
Rory.
Say it again, because you can't even fucking.
It's a tight name. It's,
yeah, backpedal.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's my name. It's a cool name. Right? All right.
What name the kid of the ex-wife that I hate?
Oh,
name.
That's nice.
But
that's nice.
It's a good name. Yeah, Rory. Right? Yeah.
Rory.
Rory.
Rory. You got to roll your eyes on Rory.
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 Do you want to get him the Mexican horn? Just keep going with it. Come on. Hey, there he goes. Well, we've.
Yo soy.
He's like, I'll take a taco for I am Rory. I am Rory the taco betting bastard. Ole.
Ole.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Folks, right what now, else? If you're listening live, spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link. Get in the chat room and.
Hey, I got a story.
By all means, comment on the insanity that is this show.
Hey, I have a story for you guys.
Man. Oh, okay.
All right, so you know I go to Banff of Egypt. I go to Boulder City for my class, right?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, I go to a fucking Taco Bell.
Wait, did they let black people in Boulder City?
let me tell you the story.
Oh, for sure.
Because I think this is... Trust me.
They used to.
All right. I park it to Taco Bell because I have to take a shit, right? I got to take a shit.
Wait, you're taking a shit at Taco Bell?
Yes. Let me tell you.
Beans in, beans out.
And let me tell you, public bathrooms, like at Taco Bell stuff, they're the cleanest bathrooms. And you don't get there's nobody else in there. It's not like Walmart. You're taking a shit, you got 40 people taking a shit next to you, washing their hands, screaming at their kids. You're in there, you in the zone. You by yourself. You
know what I mean?
You get in, your shit.
Hold
and
on a sec. Hold on.
Fuck out.
Hold on. How much concentration do you have to apply to your defecating? This is what I want to know.
I need a lot of concentration, man.
I need to go. No!
That's where I got my good writing ideas. I think half my story ideas came from the shitter. I swear it has, man.
That's how Einstein did it.
And here I was thinking that's where they all wound up in the end run.
You know, I knew your book was the shit.
Yeah, right? That's right. I was like, bloop, Hawkins is 77.
Got a million college kids looking at this shit on the toilet right, motherfucker.
Exactly. So I go pull into Taco Bell, right? Go in there and take a shit. Of course, all the white people look at me all fucking crazy, right? Go in there, handle my business.
Oh, my God, it's a Negro.
Come out, fucking tire is completely fucking flat. Aww. Like someone came and fucking jabbed the shit and walked off. My tire's flat, dude. Just completely flat. So I sat there for 30 minutes. I have a fucking exam. Yeah, I had an exam in 10 fucking minutes. So I had to go fix my tire. You think the cops, you think anyone came by to offer even offers? They even rolled out a window. Matter of fact, some dude told his kid to come inside because they were in the parking lot, right? And he said, come on, son, come inside. I'm serious.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I changed the tire. I get there. I get there 30 minutes late and shit, and I do the test, but I'm like, I'm just wondering now, really, your tire's perfect. It's perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's a good tire. You go in, take a shit, you come out, your shit's completely flat. Then I get fucking, did someone fucking jab my shit?
Turn you into nigger pies.
Oh, man. Yeah, could have, or you could have just rolled over a nail or something. I mean, it was Boulder City. There's
big
a
big-ass nail. Good tire like that.
I mean, they got pavement and shit there. You know what I'm saying? Not like you roll in dirt.
They got
to
nails
I mean,
there, they got, too, just because I mean, they got pavement.
What's up,
boys?
They got
dim
pavement.
Dim set.
I'm serious. Now, did someone jab my shit, or did you think I rolled over some shit and went flat in five minutes?
I don't know, man. It could have happened. Here, let me get these guys set up real quick.
All right. No, well, here's the thing. Did you actually take the tire someplace to get it fixed or changed out on the rim?
I haven't done this shit yet, man. It was yesterday. I had to do the test, and then I had to go to work and do the show today. So I'm still driving.
Are you driving on
a
fucking donut?
Yeah, I'm driving on a fucking donut, man. The donut's cruising.
Hey, I'm going to beat you on that one, though.
All right, what's up?
All right, I was coming back from Diablo's watching my brother over in Cornerstone, and I get my shit back from valet, and my brakes don't work.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Beat up, beat the fuck up. Like, they were gone. So,
and they were there when you left it.
Yeah, well, nah.
No, but, okay. I'm thinking like Ferris fucking Bueller, yeah. You know, they take, hey!
No, that's not the bad part. I get all the way to Nellis and Cheyenne, and they just totally go out on me. I hit the brakes, pop, spin out, hit the curb, about to go through a gate, all this good noise, right? So the cop, he sees me turning in onto oncoming traffic, and he drives up to me, and he's like, everything all right? I was like, man, you know the deal. Brakes broke out. He's like, all right, man, so let me check your stuff for you real quick. So he's like, you ever been to jail? I was like, no. He's like, really?
No, man, I'm that shit. Serious.
Really?
He said, really?
He was surprised as hell to figure that out. I was like, no.
So the cop said that. He was shocked that you said no.
Oh,
you've never been to jail.
Oh, yeah. He was waiting for like a laundry list.
He's
me,
like,
apparently.
He's like, can I get your autograph? You're the first brother I've ever had in jail. I mean, what?
No domestic violence on your end?
Other than Big Daddy Decaf, but he's already halfway crossed over anyway.
Oh, yeah, right?
By the way, I just want to point out the chat room already honed in on the brown paper bag. I love it. The brother's like, holy shit, brown paper bag already?
Hey,
wrong camera, dude. Smile over here.
There it is.
The little camera. So let's see.
Speaking of that, man.
So then, what did the cop do afterwards? They just
basically they throw some war flares and they're like, "All right, man, I'll see you." Oh, that's great. Fucking A. Want a tow truck? Yeah, please. 40 minutes later, didn't get no tow truck.
They're like, watch this, guys, watch this. He turned the motherfucker off. Yeah, can you come to the tow truck for this nigger? They walked in the car. Yeah, 40 minutes, buddy, they'll be there. You were like, "All right, man.
They'll be here in just a minute."
You're like, "Damn.
So I'm about to fuck this white bitch real quick." Yeah.
All right, Wes, for the guys at home who don't know, can you want to introduce the rest of your boys here?
All right. Dimset 3 1/3, apparently.
3 1/3.
We got 702 Knuckles right here. Big ass fucking guitar player right here. Looked like The Rock when he got his hair straight.
You know, every time you've been on the show, have you actually,
Mario Lopez.
Have you actually talked on the show yet?
Yeah, he's talked on the show.
A couple times, yeah.
Oh, a couple times?
Yeah,
once.
About once.
And you've been here like 6-7 times, right?
I come here to kick it, dude.
Do it real big.
He comes to drink and look at whatever weird bitches we have in the studio.
Yeah, speaking of which, where are the weird bitches?
Ugh. Yeah. We'll talk about
right
that
there.
In a minute.
Decaf.
Oh, man. I brought
chocolate tonight.
Well, there is a one chick in the studio of all these men.
Behind my big dumb ass.
She already knows how I feel about her.
She's a sweetheart, but she's Mormon, so cut that off real quick.
Oh.
I love Mormon.
Really?
What?
Really?
I love Mormon.
Oh, no.
Oh,
shit.
Uh-oh, I'm about to get my ass beat.
Quick, everybody here whose religion is based on a guy looking into a hat at some rocks, raise your hand.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
Is that a church?
Does it get me closer to her?
That's dude, she has to wait for you to turn white before she'll date you.
Remember, you're neutral.
Yeah, you're not pure yet. You're going to catch a lot of that tonight, but don't worry.
He's Mormon, too.
We mean it. So, no, I married into it, and wow. Holy Jesus.
We forgot Dark Stars here too.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
Don't you fucking touch that cup of coffee, motherfucker?
That nigga never talks anyway. So
that's Beast's stand-in right there.
You sober tonight?
I'm the good one. I'm always sober. What you talking about?
Oh boy,
he's always high. He's always sober. He's high.
Oh jeez,
you just ain't got that rolling paper yet.
Keep rolling.
Let me get this grape swisher real quick.
Rolling.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
And one more time, so the guys at home can check it. It's myspace.com/dim Las Vegas.
Backslash.
Whatever.
Oh, boy.
Look, it's a slash.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a slash.
Like my fucking tire by some cracker at fucking Boulder City. But anyway, that's the word I was looking for.
Murphy was waiting for you guys to go into Taco Bell. He's like, yes. Yes. All
right.
Did you get me? I think this motherfucker did it. Murphy, you did that shit, didn't you?
Murphy's like, wait. It's time for his nightly shit, and...
Go,
he's
go.
In knife it! Knife the fucking tire! Actually, it was the kid. That's why the dad has, come on, son, your work is done.
Yeah, probably.
Look, all I'm going to say is you're lucky you can't slice your own tire on Watermelon Rind and Kool-Aid packets.
You'll be surprised, my friend.
Fuck it.
You'll be surprised. It's like, I almost got arrested for eating watermelon and driving and shit. Like,
did I tell you, I saw a guy wearing a shirt at the mall the other day, and I... Wow, I saw a guy wearing a shirt at the mall the other day, and I thought of you instantly. It says, I like fried chicken and watermelon, too. And it was this Mexican guy walking down the side. I almost want to say, dude, wow. Where'd you get that? I need it. Right. Holy shit. Folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and let's have a little explanation now here. People are tuning in tonight because they want to hear some lovely young woman jam a dildo the size of a fire hydrant directly into her asshole.
Unfortunately, nice. Murphy is busy. Wait, no.
And this one has a vagina, not a...
I'm pissed.
Not this, a, is, not a penis
this is one of my bookings that failed.
Yeah.
This is my
oh,
first
booking.
Oh, this
one does actually have a
vagina. Oh, she has a vagina. Oh, yeah.
Remember that bullshit you showed me last time?
Whoa.
We were talking about that on the way down.
That's some bullshit, man.
See, you know what I love? The guys who are genuinely attracted to her and are now sexually confused are the ones that hold it against me forever.
Oh.
It's like, God damn it, how dare you make me question my own sexuality?
Damn, wait a minute, what the fuck is that?
I'm still trying to tell myself it was just a oversized clit.
Yeah, about 9 inches oversized.
9-inch clit.
That made me disappointed.
Just a girl.
I was like, God damn.
So, as you can tell, Haley is not here tonight. Apparently, women's vaginas bleed once a month. Oh. And she decided that...
To stay at my house.
What?
earning your Red Wings
what
tonight?
Hell yeah, I'll do it all day.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Dude, that's
Red Week every month, man.
So you do a girl on her period?
Huh?
It's a good shit, isn't it?
Oh, man.
I feel like Dracula after the motherfucker. You swimming in that motherfucker.
Let's drink that shit like it's Kool-Aid.
Dude, I am not down with the crime scene sex.
They call them
I've gotten my Red Wings.
All right, you know what?
I'm the real Hank McCoy, baby.
Squeeze that shit out of the vagina.
Oh, my God. Let's just clarify
you
something.
You ever step on a ketchup packet?
Exactly. See?
You're like, look at that shit.
She's back here, has no idea what to do. She's
yes!
Like, what am I in for? Rory, I apologize now. But you realize she's going
to... Rory's got that grin on his face because he's done it too.
I busted the blood vessel. Yes.
The worst part about this is everything we say tonight, she's going to hold against him for the next like 3 days. They were making fun of me and you were laughing about it.
You did nothing to stand up for me.
Oh, she kicks my ass.
She's a good
I already put her in this situation. I apologize.
She's going to go to church six times on Sunday and shit.
Wow. So yes, Haley's not here because she's bleeding from the vagina, which apparently happens once a month. I really wasn't aware of this. I just thought I was lucky enough to get blowjobs for 7 days straight.
Porn stars don't have periods.
Stars don't have periods. Is that a myth or is that true?
Were you touched by your uncle?
No.
Do you bleed once a month?
Yes.
Holy shit, someone call Mythbusters.
Get that dude with a little twirly mustache to investigate.
Motherfucker got blood on the blood on the ridges. Drip it down.
Yes, it is very true, my friend.
I've been there and done it, my friend.
Oh, God. Adam lost an eyebrow one episode. It grows back, but it's all red.
We'll never be able to book anybody from Discovery
thanks.
Now.
Yeah, fuck this. We'll never get any of the Mythbusters ever again.
I'm sorry.
But Haley says she will be here next week.
Well, no, we were not 100% confirmed. And I'm not 100% confirming shit right now.
Spoken like the guy who's running the fucking show, isn't it?
Yep.
Haley be here next week, guys. Tune in. And if she's not, stay in, motherfucker.
Hold on. Let's go back and review the tape on this one.
Oh, he's okay.
I got the text message. Let's see it here.
And my confirmation earlier this week was she was going to be here.
Let's see here. Let's back this shit up. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Bitch,
there's a million porn stars in fucking Vegas. You couldn't get one to replace her?
Not that's going to take that shit. Did you see that motherfucker?
Where is it?
Dude, pull that shit out one more time, Trench. That's that goddamn it of goddamns.
This girl saw this last time and said, oh, I can take that. No problem. She's going to stick that in her ass.
That's
can
a huge
you believe
bitch.
This?
The smile on his face. The smile on his face when he's like, yeah.
No, you know why. That's like shoving a small Jupiter up your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, honey. I got to park this.
I know
this.
Some bitches that can take that.
Hey, sweetie, to answer your question, something like
saying,
this.
I know
he's going to want to take it home for himself and shit. I got some bitches that can take that. Are you going to take it home? Yeah, let me take it home. That's my friend.
I bet that man bitch you showed me can take it.
I bet she can take
you,
it.
You can scroll through your text. I will admit, it was confirmed up until yesterday.
November 15th. Haley in studio, second Friday of December. Get big red ready.
She was seriously going to take this shit.
She was going to do it.
Dude,
she
was going to do it. It looks this like something that came off a fucking oversized chessboard.
Checkmate! Thud.
I mean, seriously.
What's it called? A red
I'm trying to see a queen take that pawn. Shit.
Here's the thing. I'm kind of glad she's not here because that means porn is still okay for me for like the next week. Because as soon as I see that disappear into some sort of orifice, I'm ruined for the rest of my life.
Oh, fucking shit. If she does it, I want you to get your computers, all your computers, and fucking delete all your porn the next fucking day.
I can contest for him. It's probably better to see that shit on the computer because you can still have that mindset of like, that shit ain't real. And then you see that shit in person. It's like,
I'm going to see this.
Goddamn.
I'm going to see this and nothing is going to get me hard ever again. I'm going to be looking for this.
I call bullshit.
Does she have to wear diapers? Seriously.
Dude, I don't know, man.
There's got to be some seepage going on if people work up to practicing on taking this.
I will get a bitch for Craigslist that'll fucking get you hard. Trust me. I'll use Wes's credit card though.
These bitches don't have credit cards.
Oh, y'all got no credit cards? God damn!
What about a gas card? How about a gas card? Go low rent.
Have you been to jail?
Nah, man. Nah,
not lately.
Not yet.
Just ask me. Wow.
Have you ever been arrested?
Today?
No.
That's
why?
That's our routine. That's routine.
I know, right?
I go. I'm sorry. It's not like you guys are alone on that. They asked me the same thing. What have you been arrested for?
Hey, but they were never surprised, like white face surprised that you didn't go to jail. It was like, no, I haven't been to jail.
You wait till really? I go down the laundry list. Then they're fucking surprised.
Why does this fucking thing have to be so goddamn heavy?
Next, you gotta carry a fucking list with you and shit. Like, what have you been arrested for? Oh, hold on a second.
Fine Taiwanese construction.
Oh, fuck. Rape, murder. Theft and burglary. Twice.
Then there was that donkey. But it was in Guatemala, so it didn't count.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Are these people
alive or dead?
We don't know.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
I've just been informed that we are going off the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
I'm sorry, I don't think I need a reason. Now you feel like the victim with the
All right, boys and girls, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio live with us here in studio this week with the guys from DIM.
Yeah. So you do think that when Haley does shove in her press, she needs some kind of diaper or something to catch all the shit that's going to come out?
Dude, I don't know. Look, I just hope it's not a prolapsed rectum, because if anybody has seen a picture of what that looks like, it is not a pretty sight.
So how many times have you looked at them?
I'm sorry?
Looks like the inside of a pumpkin.
Exactly. Actually. The pink sock. Yeah, it's... It's not good.
Don't you ever go on Rotten.com?
Hell yeah. Nah, dude. I'll be on some bullshit with that.
Makes me want to eat.
Pumpkin pie, anybody?
Ketchup packets? I'm on.
Hey, remember, black people don't like pumpkin pie?
We do. Yeah, that shit, nah. I'm good.
You don't like pumpkin pie?
I'm down, but man, apparently that shit made me sick.
Oh, that's
heavenly. Nah, I know why.
Heavenly.
A little pumpkin pie or the ass that looks like pumpkin
both. Pie? Both. I'll talk about it. Let's just put that on a general subject right there.
Hey, I'll eat both. How about that?
Wow, dude.
That's too much?
Wow,
too much?
Dude. That's a little much.
Hold on. I got to call Rev out on something. Rev's trying to recreate some magic there by trying to edit his infamous line, slamming through her back door like a SWAT team with something that just doesn't work. If she takes that, you'll be able to slam through her back door like a squirrel through a doggy door. It's just not the same, Rev.
Kind of weak there, Rev.
You can't relight the magic on that one. So, guys, look, there is a reason for you here tonight. Not just for us to talk about prolapsed rectums, but
pumpkin pies.
Pumpkin pies.
Pumpkin pies.
There is a real thing you guys are doing here, a real benefit show coming up, right?
Yeah, actually, we did the benefit show with you guys last year, and this promoter, Filthy Promotions, actually came up to us a couple months ago and asked us if we wanted to do a benefit show. It's basically for UMC Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they I think it's terminally ill kids that they get like Xboxes and different types of toys and stuff for with these benefit shows. And I think there's like 9 bands playing that night.
Cool. Let me see here. I got you guys' at least I had it up. Whoops. My fault. Quick, stretch while I find the page.
Plug.
Play me off, Johnny.
All right. So it's the second annual charity rock concert at the Cheyenne Saloon. It's going to be 8 p.m. What's the date on that again?
That's the 19th. That's 19th. Next Friday.
Let's see. It's you guys, RR, Azir Noor, Funky Job Hunkies.
Funky what?
Funky Job Hunkies.
Funky Job Hunkies.
From the OC.
Age of Reasons, John Zito and Electric Church. Who is that?
That's Omega Rilla. And that last band kind of flaked out, so don't even mention them.
So
don't worry about that.
None of them there. So,
but Malice Rex took their place. So, and I actually work with one of the dudes from Malice Rex. They're a really good band.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is going to be going on there to benefit UMC Children's Center.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty cool.
Now, did your promoter hook you up with this, or did
we don't have one of those anymore. Yeah. By the way,
what promoter?
Yeah, we had a long year that was pretty good, but he wasn't involved with. Most of it. Yeah.
So you just have your secret agent over there?
Oh, yeah.
The one's all cutesy-cutesy right now?
Roy's...
Aww.
Yes, my stomach is turning.
Pumpkin pie.
He's like, fuck Rory. So I'm going to set this nigga's tire on fire right now.
I don't know about...
You the motherfucker that stabbed my motherfucking tire.
Goddamn darkies.
Look at that, my Mormon white girl. Goddammit. I was like, damn, my tire just went out. Well, I can finish first. Then I go out.
So this, it sounds like it's actually going to be a pretty big show you guys have happening.
Yeah, actually, Cheyenne Saloon doesn't usually start shows till 10 o'clock, and this one starts at 8.
Nice. Now, you were saying what happened 2 a.m. when you guys went on once at Cheyenne Saloon?
Actually, it was last week.
The Pantera Dimebag tribute show.
Yeah, Dimebag Darrell's anniversary of him passing away was it Monday, Mike?
Yeah.
And they had a tribute show for Pantera and Dimebag Darrell. It was called Ride for Dime last Saturday. And it was us, Spun in the Darkness.
Far Beyond Driven. Pantera cover band.
Yeah, Far Beyond Driven, if you check them out, they're like an all Pantera cover band. So mm-hmm. if you guys get Pantera heads out there, if you guys want to check them out, they're really good. And of course, you know, we're on. They put us on at like 2 a.m., which is pretty different.
Late.
Yeah, it's pretty late, yeah, man. Like, well, we're not
2 a.m.
Yeah, we haven't done that.
Now you're going to bring the trailer trash crackers in at 2 a.m.
We haven't done that since we played at the Kulo Lounge.
We were thinking we were going to play to dust and all the drunkies that were in there, and it was actually packed at 2 a.m.
Nice.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. We're broke, eh? No one else got anywhere to go.
You got no place else to go.
You want get your cheap booze and shit, just fucking straddle in the corner. Ain't nothing else to fucking
wait. Cheyenne, cheap booze, what?
Well, it's not that cheap.
Well, Pantera.
Well, it depends on which Asian lady you get.
Oh,
yeah.
What Asian lady charge you $7, then you get another Asian lady charge you $3, I guess.
Yo, Joe, you want a Jack and Coke? I got you.
Yeah, no, I guess
it's the same Asian lady. It just depends on what mood she's in.
She must thought I was that nigga that did a tip. You that nigga that did the tip last time. You give expensive drinks. You get $7 Jack and Coke. With no fucking Jack.
Yeah, you know,
he like at the Jack bottle. She's like, put that motherfucker right back.
I tasted that. He got an end Coke. That's what
I got. An end Coke. Can I get a Coke and a sprinkle of Jack, please? Thank you. $7. God damn.
Nah, she loved me though, so I'm sorry.
I bet she do. Yeah, she
loves the
dips.
Chocolateness.
Rub some soy sauce out the back. Rub some soy sauce out the back of my neck. Ooh.
That's how we get them shows, baby.
So, you made me deal, but I light you up. That's how you get the show. You got to do what you
got
to do.
That's right. Like I said, man, I'll take one in the mouth to get a seven.
See them do it.
You want to play show? Where are you from? I'm from Puntang.
That doesn't reflect the rest of us.
He used to call me. He's like, you guys want a show on January? I was like, okay.
Oh, she called you? Really?
You know what you got to do. Like, oh, boy.
And so you put on like a little schoolboy outfit and head out, right?
Unass some of those shoes.
I don't know if you see me lately. Ain't nothing little about my outfit, dude. I'm sorry.
She's like, Sir Nicholas. Sir Nicholas, can you sell me your cock in my mouth? You want show?
Oh, no. Okay,
you want show? You love me long time.
2 a.m., I'll get you on the 12th.
I know. I put them on late. They drunk. Not pay attention. I fuck on stage.
That's what I tripped over.
I so hope none of them are listening to this. Right,
you come here and lick my Ho Chi Minh trail.
What?
Get good.
Come here. Let me bend over. Eat my rice paddy.
It's okay. I on period. I hear you okay with that.
We're up for some rotten wontons, aren't we?
You come here, earn your lead wings.
Give me fucking Big Red. I shove it like it's sweet as salad pork.
Y'all going to hell. I don't care what y'all say.
Give me that butt plug. It's like egg wall to me.
Oh, man.
Take it like an egg wall.
The best part is that little old lady's like 9,000 years older than sand. I mean...
Yeah, she was one of the general contractors for the Great Wall herself.
There you go. I remember when it was Great Hill. I remember when it was just a fence.
Oh, no. I've been through 15 dynasties, motherfucker. And I still haven't been fucked right.
Come here, give me your penis. I fuck Genghis Khan.
Hey, I got a question.
Go for it.
Wow. I got a question for Beast. Did you break down the Great Walls?
Wow. Oh.
He did, but unfortunately there was nothing like but
Mongolian
dust.
Bitch came dust. I came now.
You are heaven.
Now leave.
You go. You're on that too.
Fuck. Husband, come home. Now leave. Leave now.
Let me tongue your asshole. You go on at 9.
All right.
Yeah. Not often. What's the African lion dance? What's up with that, though?
You know, Wes, it's not often I get to tear on you a little bit. Usually it's the other way around. I like it when I find a weak spot.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable with that situation.
Well, I'm not going to look at her the same anymore.
Yeah, man. We me and Nuck can just look at each other like, goddamn.
You're going to walk in. She's going to see you, wave, smile, and the only thing you're going to hear is, oh, do me.
Yeah. It's not going to be with a straight Murphy. Face anymore. Not with a straight face
Sir
anymore.
Nicholas.
Sir Nicholas.
Sir Nicholas. Oh, I take you back to Africa to my raft, you Sir Nicholas.
I ain't trying to go back there.
I go ride you like your rickshaw. Any other racial stereotypes that we haven't touched on yet? Anybody
guys
else?
Guys, anything you want to throw in? Give him the mic.
Let's see.
So what time is your performance going to be?
Wait.
Going to be at 2.
I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
It should be like parking lot now.
I go fuck you and leave my blinker on for 45 minutes.
Let's go to your car, black man.
Oh, God. So anyway, so the benefit does sound like it's actually for a good cause. It's not just lining someone else's pockets. You guys are helping take care of some kids, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So tell everybody yet again what the benefit is and where.
It's for UMC Children's Center.
Okay.
It's at Cheyenne Saloon. It starts at 8. Got like 8 bands playing with us. Should be a good night. Filthy Promotions putting it on. So give it up to Filthy for actually having a heart this year.
I think you're the only black person that says children.
Children.
Jesus is chilling.
Children.
We put on a show for the chillins. We're going to put on the benefits. Yeah.
We're doing benefits for the you and the chillins.
For the chillins. Because they need to be helpful.
Trigger you know, love the kids.
Buy my 40. Don't let you go to the chillins.
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 Come on down. Come on down to Children's Hospital. Now who knows? Some of these may be my children.
You know all them babies got the sickle cell.
Oh,
no.
Oh, nice.
Well, we just cracked Wes.
Oh, my little Nicholas.
How you going to run a successful children's hospital without this slit small leg?
Now, the Sir Nicholas beat out the Negro salvage. Murphy has to find the Negro salvage.
Oh, man.
So what you want to drink today, little Donovan? I want juice, nigga. With some juice and a PS motherfucking 3.
Yeah. Wow.
Whew. All right, hold on. I got to make sure we check off the racial stereotype checklist. Okay, going to hell. NAACP suing us. Check.
Hey, man, you have 2 black people and they ain't suing nothing. 1, 2, 3, that's enough.
Wow. They're just happy to get 3 black people in 1 room and no one's got shot yet. 3 niggers in a room, no one got shot.
Hey, hey.
We're going to let this one go.
Anybody in here going to shoot themselves?
Hey,
anybody?
I'm sorry, but he came in with the brown bag. That's at least half a point.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Yeah.
So we 3.5 right now.
The 3.5, yeah. Baby. That's right. I think we outnumbered them.
I'm a nigga without being a nigga.
No, she's like twice as white. She's white. That's like white ties 3.
She's glowing white.
She's like white cube.
That's not white. That's queer.
But you gotta understand though. That's queer. He's got his jacket zipped up all the way to the throat, so he's double white going on there. He's like, it's a tracksuit. I am. So, you know, they don't even know us. We're just fucking insulting.
Damn it, I'm thanks, ready. Guys. Way to break the stereotype. Thanks.
White people have been trying to be hip for years. You're bringing it backwards. Thank you. Thank you.
Why don't you just walk in with a big old can of mayo while you're at it, all right?
Do we need to get a bow tie there, Mr. Tannenbaum? Come on.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. You know, for as much as we've just bombed on these guys, do me a favor. Show them the same love that you were talking about earlier before we even started the show. Tell everyone what Rory and I apologize. I can't remember your name.
Candace.
Tell everyone what Rory and Candace do for you.
Well, for the past, like, damn near half a year now, they've been hustling our CDs and hustling our shirts. So I appreciate them. They've been to every fucking damn show now.
Don't you sell to black people?
How the fuck is your hearing?
I want to see
yourself,
right? She, you know, we all think she's cool. So, oh, yeah. She's like, hi, guys. Whatever, right? Then she go out. She's by herself. Hey, nigga, come here, boy. Come here, nigga. Come by.
buy this motherfucking CD. You know what I'm saying? This is damn.
I got that damn.
What?
I got that damn. I got
what,
that damn.
I'm Mormon. I'm Mormon, motherfucker. You know, we hunt you down and kill your ass. The nigga's like, I buy six. I buy six of these motherfuckers. That's right.
Hey,
that's
hey,
right.
Candace.
I pedal my bicycle to your motherfucking ass. And then Rory comes. Hey, Candace, how's it going?
Hey, Rory. Hi.
Candace, I'm wondering.
Oh, we got the mic. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Candace, do you have Dim on your iPod in between the Jonas Brothers and Hillary Duff? Look, I'm white, but you're over there just glowing in the dark.
You put us in a Disney Channel sandwich.
We're going to have a sweet life with a little side of that.
Hannah Montana. Look.
I swear to God, you guys need to do
we're
a Disney.
We're going to open up for Hannah Montana.
You should do a Disney-themed cover album. How great would that be?
Hell yeah, that'd be tight.
Oh, got the Mickey Mouse pants? Why the fuck not?
He's
wearing the Mickey Mouse fucking pants.
No, they're not Mickey Mouse pants. Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys talk too much. You guys fucking talk too much. I'm going to ask a real question.
Ask a real fucking question.
So how long?
No, she will not give you her phone number.
Where did you beat them, and why did you start following them around and helping them out?
Other than to alleviate some white guilt.
I've known Wes since high school, and we hung out a little bit. And then he's been in a couple of bands, and I followed him around. You know, just friends, you know, support the bands, things like that.
He's been
scene.
Wes's roadhead for a long
so
time.
So you wait,
basically.
Do you wait outside?
The sad part is I got to give the head to get it. You know.
Exactly.
Do you wait outside and, like, wrap people in, or you wear a shirt and shit? You know, like, I love Wes on the back of your shirt, or whether it's just.
No, you know, I have it tattooed on my cock.
Can I see
it?
Dude.
Wait.
Half the time it just says Wes. The other half of the time it says Wesley. So.
You have the name of the band tattooed on your cock, but the name of the man is Dim, not. You're white. You're not fooling anyone, dude. You and me, dude. You and me, okay?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It started
it's
off as Dim.
Yes. Dick and mouth.
Put your dicks in your mouth.
Wow. All right, so
hot chocolate, salty balls.
Wow, he's got the lisp down well.
So really, I mean, do you? So you, what do you do, man? You like you show your tits outside, or what the fuck do you do?
No,
like?
Well, we've known him so long, so whenever he's got flyers, I just grab them from him, and we'll go flyer places up, and I tell all my friends about it, and. Not to my own horn, but I'm a pretty popular guy.
Does he have real flyers? Or like you just run that shit off a cotton machine at the library and brought them out?
Real shit.
Old school mimeograph when you have to turn the handle.
You got that shit handwritten. Damn.
I'm
a piece of paper and shit.
All right, now wait.
And shit. The only time we go old school is the Pantera show. We didn't have any CDs, so he burned them. While he's about to set up to play. And
hey, man, we were going on till 2 a.m. I had to kill some kind of fucking time.
Yeah.
You were Dim killing
sampler.
Time on the...
Damn.
So have you been brought up stage during the show and shit like that? Or
what's that?
Have you ever been brought up stage or you just stay on the ground?
Even no, working. I stay on the ground.
You been in the mosh pits?
We've been on stage.
Yeah, I start the mosh pits.
Hey, Rory. We've been on stage. Just to let you know that.
I've seen you guys on stage.
Oh, shit.
You
were there
on stage until he smiled.
Rory waited. This motherfucker
round
waited
two.
45 minutes to give me.
It was a fucking sniper shot. I was like,
hey, man, I'm here. Peg.
Pow.
You're like, you're that nigger at the gas station.
Hey, man, he's quick. He's quick. He is.
Somebody already got his tire. I got to do something else.
That was some fucked up shit.
Wait. Let him talk. He's going to say something.
Who?
Or not.
No,
you look like you married this up
No,
shit.
He got his joke in now. He's good for the rest of the show.
Packet of Mayo's got something to say. Hold up. No.
I don't even know what that means. He likes mayonnaise and he's black.
What? Oh.
All right, Rory, your time's up. Give me the microphone to the cute white girl.
So,
oh.
Candace, how long have you and Rory been dating?
Like over a year.
Like over a year.
Over a year.
And what do you
sweet.
Think? What do you think of the band? Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a real story for this one.
So, I don't know if I really like the music, but they're all hot, so that's why I like it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Their music's awesome. I like it. It's really good.
Uh-huh.
I don't like all the screaming, but I get used to it. Earplugs? No, I'm just joking. Just
now I'm in the car with these two douchebags, by the way. It was kind of late. I don't know how late it was, but
2 a.m.
Candace decides. Yeah, right. Candace decides. She's like, "Yeah, I want you to listen to this band. They're a new girl band that I've Yeah, you laugh now, asshole. So this new girl band. They're really cute. And put them in. It's our fucking CD. I didn't even want to listen to that shit after that.
Oh, nice, man.
Time for us to change up.
Yeah.
So, what's the worst performance you've seen on stage?
Yeah. The worst you've seen these
guys.
Just
the worst shit you've seen on stage.
You're like, oh, my God, why are you still up there?
Pretty much every show, I think.
Though I always think they do a really good job. But I don't, like, maybe the sound might be bad, but that's just because of the venue, not because of them.
To be honest, the only time I've ever seen them where they weren't top was whenever they played Jillian's. It's just never the good sound there. But whenever they play Cheyenne, I'm always thoroughly impressed. And that's from not just a friend's perspective, but from a fan of music. Yeah. I think they always do really good. And the Pantera show, if anybody made it out to them, I mean, top notch. Just fucking amazing show. So,
Rory, I have a question for you. So,
Who
screams louder, them or Candace?
Oh, come on. Yeah. Actually, I got to know this. So,
I'm Mormon.
Them aside, Woody over here, he kind of...
Yeah, Woody.
Wait, you make Woody scream?
Yeah, that's the only time you hear that fool, too.
No, so, Candace, you mosh, right?
What?
You mosh, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You do mosh?
Yeah, I saw her last week.
I want to point this out. Wait, hold on. Double white moshes, floating rib runs.
That's right. Is it hard to do in the skirt that goes all the way down to your ankles? I'm just wondering.
Oh, no skirt.
So
we're not Amish.
So do you hand out the book while you're moshing?
Spread the word, baby.
I don't spread the word. She's
there
like,
you go.
All over the niggas' crotch. She said, damn, girl. Oh, by the way,
here's my neutral. Part
you guys are neutral in the war.
Fucking Trenton.
Here's Bible part two, the Jesus story.
Oh, come on. Oh, be nice. Proposition 8. Sorry. Anyhow. you know, we're not going to bring politics, California. We're going to be polite.
How can you be?
Exactly.
This.
We are very nice. Last week, man, we had a very calm, too calm showing.
Yeah.
I had all this energy bottled up and shit. I had to let it out
too
this week.
Too laid back
so.
Last right. week.
But you bring it out of me, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
You must be having another Negro
is
type.
That chocolate city.
Another Negro type.
Negro type.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, fuck.
Jim says taking over the station, getting chocolate rain.
Well, Arizar, what the fuck?
This is much better than Goldie singing Sweet Child of Mine last week. I'll tell you that much.
Jesus. All right, so one more time. What's coming up?
We have two shows actually coming up before we take our little break. It's next Friday, Cheyenne Saloon. That's the UMC Children's Center benefit show. And then we have January 3rd with
Asasino. Damn.
Where's that going to be at?
That's going to be at Cheyenne Saloon as well with Broken In. And honestly, I don't even know the other two bands.
Have you all recognized Asasino?
I think Tay Zonday is going to be there performing Chocolate Rain.
There you
actually.
Go.
that new, what was it? Cherry Chocolate Rain,
Cherry
too.
Cherry Chocolate Rain, the remix.
It's
going to
be a special performance from Chad Vader, Chocolate Rain.
Chad Vader. You have a guest singer? The Ching Chunger Express.
I have no time. I book you now.
She's going to be singing in Wes's car.
Oh. She's going to hit them high notes too, baby.
You want time before two? You sing Paul Anka.
Hit the race,
David
ready.
Bowie.
Hit the break, music trench.
All right. Well, real quick, how'd they find you online, Wes?
That's myspace.com/DemLasRiggers.
Isn't there a period after Dim?
I don't fucking know.
According to Wes, it's right in the middle.
Damn.
You can also find Wes.
I don't know. It's sort of like a ketchup packet, too.
Spankwagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Take me home.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
Oh, fuck. We're back.
Hey, fuck you, man. I take that Negro shit personally.
God, it's because you're a Negro, dude.
It's only because you didn't think of it first.
I am?
Yeah.
God damn it, I got traded by Toyota in.
Man, me and you, Decaf, are short as fuck. We ain't got no knees growing anywhere. I'm sorry.
You ain't lying, man. God damn it, what happened?
You were like Richard Pryor. Plier? Plier. In that see no evil, hear no evil.
I'm black? That's a funny shit, though.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. If you haven't done so, get to the chat room. Irishman Dingo.
Damn right, motherfucker.
Irishman Dingo. Big fucking sweaty balls Decaf. The fuck?
That's right.
You know, we were talking about the bumps and the bits that we recorded. Do you have the hash one?
I'll have to dig it up. But,
dig that up, because I wouldn't mind playing that just for the fun of it.
We'll do it next break. I got Toe in the chat room, Reverend Hammer, and Airwolf, just a name.
Airwolf.
Rev, by the way, I haven't forgot. I have to give you your final prize.
Is a cup of jizz?
I forgot
to grab that. We'll have to mail that separate.
Yeah, I may paint my balls and dip them on a shirt or something for
him.
Wow, dude.
We'll do something to hook him up.
You know, you need like a normal fucking hobby.
You know you've been blowing your loads in a mayonnaise jar for the last year or shit. Save that up, shake it up every day.
That's why I'm always giving you the BLT.
Put a little extra egg in it. Hey, it's good shit, though.
Oh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's tastes like money and success.
My God, this BLT is very bleachy.
Oh, shit. We have Dim in the house.
Dim set.
Dim.
hanging out with us. And we're actually going to talk about some news, which we haven't done in quite a while.
Well, you know, I and the problem is because our booking dropped, of course, the only news I look for is like nerd tech geek news. Yeah. But
why are we going to
let any good video games out lately?
Why are we letting Brendan talk? Hey, man, why don't you come up and talk, man? Because you don't want to be on the show?
He's got a mic.
He smoked himself retarded before he got here.
Looking like the black Woody Allen. What's up, man?
That's the sad part. His name is Woody, by the way.
No fucking way. Is it really? Oh,
yeah, it is Woody.
You've only known him how?
Really?
Wow, dude.
Woody, though?
Woody, yeah, Woody. For real.
I don't remember, man. I'm sorry, dog.
What?
I'm sorry about the name.
That's all right,
though. I still would name my kid Woody over Rory. So. That's just a fuck, though.
You're just mad because he got a white girl. That's all it is.
And you're not Mormon.
Yeah, that is true.
Gator.
Fucking motherfucker.
Hate.
All right, let's go to the news story.
I'm sitting here looking at the news story. It's a downer news story, though.
Well, we'll bring it up. Perfect.
Kill the fucking mood. Pinup model. Pinup model Betty Page passed away today.
Oh, yeah.
She passed away age of 85.
God damn.
Her tits were 14.
Was she found chugging some cum or something?
No, actually, she had a heart attack earlier in the month and was in a coma since December 2nd from the heart attack. She basically died... I don't even have the hospital here, but Kindred Hospital in Los Angeles. She was a life sport.
The Vagina Memorial.
You're going to hell.
Wow.
Dude, I got to tell you, I've beat up more times than Betty Page, and I can remember.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Was it Betty Page pinup, Betty Page cheesecake art?
Cheesecake.
Or bondage, or just total nude?
No, at 85, I would have still had at her.
At 85, it was the nude.
It was the nude.
You'd have about forgot they gave her the heart attack.
Find a fold and fuck it.
Yuck. 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 You're like, oh, damn, this bitch dying. I got to go.
This fool at Kindred Hospital right before her fucking coma and shit. He's like, yeah, this is Betty Page to your right. He's like, I'll be right.
Oh, shit, I got to bounce, motherfucker.
He's like,
I have a flatliner. This motherfucker's fucking that shit, though. Still got his fucking beard out of hand and shit. Oh, damn, this bitch is dead.
Hold on, there's still some pulse left. Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Miss Page, you ever heard of Dim, baby?
Dead girls don't say no.
In your mouth.
Dead girls don't say no.
Wow.
All right, hold on. I'm checking off a whole new group that we've pissed off tonight. All right, right there.
Yeah, fuck y'all too.
Geriatrics. In a coma.
Yeah.
Pussy wagon.
Well, yeah. You know, it isn't narcolepsy. Or not narcolepsy. It isn't...
That's necrophilia.
Necrophilia. She's alive.
It's not necrophilia if the body's still twitching.
Yeah.
If the nerves are still intact, then
still
yeah.
Still doing that Harlem still shake counts. In her sleep.
The Harlem shake.
That's the hardest part about eating a vegetable, putting the diaper back on her. Any other childhood memories we need to desecrate tonight? Let's get some poured right. Over the top. The all right,
what's
song the Transformers?
What's the next story, Trish?
I don't
story?
Know. Anymore.
I got one. How about this?
Fuck that up.
Guess what? Billy Corgan is blaming on the lack of record sales for the new album.
The last Stanley album.
I'm gonna talent.
The new album.
The new album. Right,
there's
album.
A new album.
There is.
I can't believe it was lack of talent. Now, so
couldn't be lack of talent. No. Could it be?
Did he grow his hair back?
No.
Is it because we have a black president?
No. Apparently, it's iTunes.
Come on.
From TechRadar, overblown rock outfit Smashing Pumpkins have announced that they will no longer be releasing albums, and it's all because of Apple and its pesky iTunes store. Speaking to the Chicago Tribune.
Curse that, Steve Jobs!
Speaking to the Chicago Tribune, lead singer Billy Corgan has sounded the death knell on albums, saying, "We're done with that. There's no point. People don't even listen to it all. They just put it on their iPod, drag over the two singles, and skip over the rest."
But you know what? That's the point. We don't listen to an entire album anymore because there's not a lot of entire albums we want to listen to.
So pretty much you made an album called Japanese Democracy.
No, seriously, what is the name of the new album? Because Zegist is what I have.
I think it's
Smashing Pumpkins' Dick. That's what it's called.
Dick?
I think it's Zegist. I don't know. I'm just reading what the headline said there.
Yeah, well, thank you, iTunes. I appreciate
speaking of Smashing
you.
Pumpkins, I want to see someone take this fucking butt plug.
Like, yeah, I'm about to say, speaking of pumpkins.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Back
to
do
the
you
pumpkin.
Still have the what is that? Richard Lynch doing the Billy Corgan impression?
No, I don't.
Let me see if I can find that. I'll send
so,
it to you.
So basically, let me ask you this then. As musicians, would you rather go let's sell an entire album or just sell the tracks?
honestly, like what we're doing right now, we could really give a shit, honestly. Just as long as people are listening to us and okay. people go to the shows, I don't give a fuck if you listen to it on iTunes or if you basically if I could give the shit away, that'd be great, but we gotta actually pay for the CDs.
Right.
So it's whatever.
However, like,
so how much you charge for a CD? Oh, I'm sorry.
If we're at like Smashing Pumpkin status, I mean, I don't know. In this day and age, with so much pirating, you know, it really doesn't matter. Basically, a band would make their money. Yeah, they'd make their money off of just touring. Going to the shows.
Yeah. Right.
And bands are pissed off because bands are too fucking lazy now to go out and tour. And, you know, they hate the fact that that's how they have to live off of now. But
well, then again, I noticed like a rash, like a whole shitload. Like I was watching VH1 in the 80s and all these fucking 80 groups are coming back together. The motherfuckers hate each other, but they're coming back together to try to go on tour and make
that's
money.
That's exactly
they
why.
Need them hair plugs, dude. That's what it is.
Hair plugs.
I need my teased hair back.
Snake and barrels.
So do you think it's actually that when groups get back together, you know, that's kind of out of the limelight, do you think they actually make money or you think they just...
Well, yeah, because they actually go on a tour, like Motley Crue. They went on a tour. They actually made. Did they make another album? They made like.
Yeah, they made Saints of Los Angeles, which isn't a bad album. Yeah. You know, they stuck to their roots on that. But I mean, I got it for free. There again.
Yeah.
There you go.
library is the shit.
Yeah, copy
yeah,
that
it is.
Shit. Yeah, exactly.
iTunes like a motherfucker.
I don't know. We'll play in a minute here, yeah. But so I mean, well, you know, I go to the iTunes, but. Would you just totally get rid of CD sales then, or
I honestly don't see bands making it off of CDs anyway. You have to pay your producer anyway,
right?
And there's fucking
no bands make money off like, merch, don't they?
Yeah, thanks.
Ticket sales.
Yeah, but if
I follow that shit.
But the way I see it, man, like if you're not out there touring, you're not grinding. Like Suburban Noise, they have all their bands on there that tour constantly. Mm-hmm. They make their money off of tour. They bail themselves out of jail off of the shit that they get. I'm dead serious. Head PE, okay. They've been in jail like probably in every city that they've been in, but they bail themselves out because they have the money to do that shit.
Right.
It is what it is, and they still grind. They still make CDs, of course, but they're not gonna make any money off those CDs. Fuck that. You make this shit off a tour and you actually grind. And then people that are out there grinding, you have those faithfuls that are out there. Suburban Noise have a big fan base, but it's really underground because it's not going to be on the radio. It's not going to be on that shit. And everything that's on the radio right now is pirated anyway. Yeah. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, it's bullshit anyway. So.
It's garbage. I don't think I know a band that's on the radio right now that is on a regular playlist that I fucking listen to.
Yeah, if you want to make real money as a musician, you either A, tour your ass off, or B, like a fucking diva and come out with your own perfume or some shit. You know?
So, I think we're going to go the perfume.
West number 9.
That's right. Got that beast.
It smells like sex.
Oh my God.
With Asians.
And rape.
Your perfume is so fucking beastly.
Smells like eggplant soup.
If you want this, <piss, laughs>
why does your perfume smell like Egg Foo Young?
Wes is like, I'm Wes from Dim, and this is Asian Sodomy 9.
So, yeah, that's the route we're going to take.
Yeah, I think Billy Corgan's pretty full of himself there to think that iTunes killed his album when it was actually his complete lack of
talent. It's him. It's not just a, you know, I won't say lack of talent. I'll just say lack of
motivation.
Grounding
motivation,
reality.
Ability. Yeah, reality.
Lack of people caring.
I just think he ran out of drugs and he just needed his hit real quick.
Oh, I don't know. Does he buy him for Jimmy? Isn't Jimmy Chamberlain now back again part of Smashing Pumpkins?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Probably because he was running out of money too, probably.
I'm going to try something new just for you guys.
This is great. Listen to this.
This is one I haven't finished writing. But
this
is
Stephen Lynch.
See how it goes over. It's called What If the Guy from Smashing Pumpkins Lost His Car Keys? Where the f*** are my car keys? They were right here in my hand. But I'm just a second ahead. Did I leave them in the kitchen? Underneath the cushions of the couch? I can't find them anywhere. Oh, here they are.
That's amazing.
Anytime you get Stephen Lynch in there, that's good. You know, yeah, I totally forgot that we don't have monitors in here. You guys couldn't hear that. Sorry.
You'll have to download it off of the
podcast.
There you go, by going to spankwagon.net and clicking on the podcast link or the player.
To on my iTunes, by the way.
Download that shit. We're, you know.
Did you notice now if you go and resubscribe off the webpage, you not only get Spankwagon, but you get Mraff.
Yep.
Mraff.
The yeah, Mr. Mraff. Mr. Murphy yeah, Rock and Roll Power Hour.
You had to throw your shit in there.
You Mraff,
you
go
on, he did that. It wasn't me.
You know, if you go on the site, you could go to Big, you know, Big Daddy Decaf's book, August 77. You can still buy it.
It's I know
Taco Bell. Yeah, you know what? You also, if you go to the website,
Taco Bell's there. You can pirate it at the same place you can pirate the DMCD.
I just yeah, want to point go. Out, if you go to the fucking website, you still see that I'm the only person writing for the fucking website. I just want to point
dude, I haven't had time.
Just in case you got to stop and take a shit, man. Decaf's book. For all the college kids at Taco Bell.
Ernest Hemingway had the, you know, the fucking Key West. I've got Taco Bell toilets.
Oh, my God.
Shit fucking works, though.
After you read each page, you just rip it out and wipe your ass.
So this is the shit.
I got all my notes of toilet paper and shit. It's like I put my book together, got like shit stains.
Wait.
Just thumbtacking the notes to the wall
you're
and
like,
shit.
You're like, no. I can see it, though. You take your book in. Hold on. This chapter 8's great. Let me unroll it. You know?
Are you done? No, it's okay. I can just tear it at the perforated line. It's fine.
You need a copy? No worries. It's 2-ply.
That's how he got published. He went to the publisher's house, and the guy thought someone was TPing his house. He was just throwing his book over his trees.
I just wrote this page. Hold on. Wow. My finger went through this one. Hold on.
Oh.
You're like wiping out the fucking door shit of the publisher.
I'm good to know I'm not the only one that's ever done that, though.
What? The last time you got a piece of ass with your hand went through the toilet?
Yeah, you're wiping your ass a little too hard, and then you're like...
shit busts through. You're like, God damn it.
And you're not sure. You're like, did I?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you do sniff it.
Yeah, I did.
All right, begs an age-old question. Right. How does a blind man know when he's done wiping his ass? Seriously.
The dog stops the licking. Dog.
Wow. All right, so so who doesn't look at the toilet paper when they're wiping the ass?
Dude, hey, I gotta make sure I'm done.
You have to.
That's the only way to tell if you're done
triple
wiping.
Check.
That's right.
Yeah, you look.
You have to.
Check. My shit looks like ink blots.
Candace, what about you?
Do you check
the toilet paper?
You get your own
to make sure you're done.
Therapy on the toilet.
Don't lie, because we know girls poop.
You don't check the toilet paper. You fucking liar. You probably got streaks all up and down the back of your panties and shit.
Anyway,
never fucking know.
Dude, she's that girls don't poop or fart.
You ever seen a lying Mormon before?
Dude, she's Mormon. She shits gold. Who are we kidding?
Stay rich, bitch.
Mormons don't have an anus.
They don't have an anus.
Mormons don't have an anus. So you don't check
their waste product is swept away by the angel Moroni.
So you honestly don't check the. So you don't check the toilet paper.
Roy, do you check the toilet paper? Make sure you're done.
Do you check her toilet? What? You don't either.
Because if you're not licking that ass, you will be tonight.
I'm sorry, baby. I'll never take it to something like that again. I'm so sorry.
You like you apply too much toilet toilet paper, baby. Oh, you overplied.
You guys aren't married, are you? Dude, how much does it suck for her at one point? You guys are getting good, getting hot and heavy. Her just say, no, you have to stop. How much does that suck?
Wow, way to kill it, Murph.
No, I've been there. I've been at that point, God damn it. I'll tell you, that is the worst fucking thing in the world.
Well, how many different Mormon girls, 20 or 30?
Like 6.
Well, hey. That's when you
I had to shake your hand
like,
for that. You
now?
Accomplished more than I did.
Wait. What was that, Woody?
That's when you whip it out and say, how about now?
I did. They just laughed.
I'll give you a true. I'll give
sorry,
you a
shit, all of them just laughed.
I'll give you that dim tattoo on there.
I'll give you a true fucking story. Like, I was 10, probably 11 years old, right? And my
is this
my
another
brother,
story of no, you exposing your privates to yet another underage girl?
No. My older brother, right? He's 10 years older than me, right? And he came in, you know, he came in the house and he said, you know what? I was like, what's that? He's like, yeah, I met up with a Mormon girl. I was like, what? And he said, yeah, that was one of the freakiest bitches I ever fucked. Straight up. And then he walked into his room and closed the fucking door. I am not bullshitting you. I was like, damn, wow. Ever since then. And then he had a small-ass car, too. You know, like a gremlin and shit.
You say
and he fucked her in a car, right?
I thought you were going to say he had a small-ass dick.
Yeah, how the fuck you fucking a gremlin?
Carefully. Don't hit the gas tank.
Hey, you know what? You know, I'll co-sign with you on that one. Yeah, they're as freaky as they come, Playboy.
Dude, my first wife was Mormon, and yes, I will definitely attest to that. Those girls get to BYU, and they sign that morality agreement, and there's...
Yeah.
I need to leave them Catholics alone, man.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Man, that's I'm a co-sign with Woody on that one.
I'm just saying, I had never had a magic show in a movie theater before. But wow, what a disappearing act.
Where'd it go?
Rory's like, ta-da! Rory's like gremlin, huh?
Yeah, it was really the pen trick. It was the Sharpie trick. Thick and black.
The pencil
trick.
Yeah, oh, jeez. It's the pencil trick.
Hey, it wasn't the pencil trick. It's the Sharpie trick.
The two best things in choir are all the Mormon chicks, by the way.
You know that bitch thought she was smoking a roach, nigga.
Oh,
no. And that was a whole spliff, my man.
So I need to get this grape one right quick.
Is this a swish of sweet in your pocket? Candace will get this. No one else will. Hey, Candace, how many Relief Society members does it take to screw in a light bulb? 6. 1 to change a light bulb, 5 to bring refreshments. See, you get that. Nobody else does. I tell you what, the Relief Society, I have never seen so much Jell-O before in my life.
Jell-O, huh?
Mormon women love Jell-O. Well, Mormon people in general love Jell-O, and I never understood why.
Really?
There's always room for Jell-O.
Everything is a potluck.
You know what I'm going
to... Everything is a potluck, and I swear to God, everybody brings Jell-O. I felt like an asshole because I brought steaks. As like steaks and like 9 different bowls of Jell-O, and I'm looking at this going...
Who fucking eats steaks anymore?
So when they run on the bicycle in the neighborhood, they actually ride a bicycle in my neighborhood. Yeah, brave. Yeah, so they go. They
do.
I'll just go hold out a big ass bowl of Jell-O right by the door. And then they come pull it in and fucking slam the door.
That's fucked up. Fucking lure him with Jell-O.
Hey, Trent,
green Jell-O.
Should we do the dramatic reading again?
No. We'll leave that alone. That's podcast history.
I smell green Jell-O.
Yeah, go to the podcast, guys. Apparently, the LDS website has this great feature where you can have a discussion with a live Mormon on their website.
Is there a number? Is there a phone number?
There's a phone number, but there's also, it's a web chat, and I did it, and I took screenshots of the whole thing. And
it's actually up on the forum. If you go to spankwagon.net, click on the forum. I don't even remember where you put it.
It's in one of them. I think it's in the
just
random
use
crap.
The search. The fucking
By
search
the way,
works.
Why don't we have a bacon sub forum yet?
I don't know. Why don't I have anybody else posting on the site yet?
Because I'm busy.
Is there any
I guess that's my answer, too.
If there was Mormons in the chat room there?
Hell no.
No.
Out of all 5 of them? Is
Why come on our show try to dog our shit, dog?
Candace's like, you just wait, motherfuckers. Wait, I'm going to heaven. All you going to burn.
She's going to find out my address. Going to sit those motherfuckers around the clock. Like 1 hour shit. But another story. Another story about
this. Oh, boy.
Another
before story. You leave.
When I was staying at my brother's house, right? I was living there. And they
trying
to get
your shit together.
The Mormons came to the door, and I told them, I said, look, I said, I have to work. You can't come by, come back at Thursday at 7 o'clock because I have to go to work. And I shit you not.
Thursday?
I stayed home Thursday, fucking 6:59 doo-doo at the fucking door.
Very
like
punctual.
That. I'm like, God damn.
I don't know who's more hardcore than recruitment, the Mormons or the Army.
Fuck!
I gotta give them credit though, man. I mean, it's like, wow, they do a good job. You know what I'm saying?
Do a good job of what?
Now, if the Mormon was a bigger religion, we'd be half assed that shit.
You know what? The Muslims are out in that goddamn street, fucking medium
with the bean pies and shit.
Martin Luther King and Lake Mead.
Oh yeah,
bean pie, my nigga.
Oh, fucking Sahara and rainbow, man.
So
what?
Yeah, they got black people.
Sahara and rainbow. And they go up to the white people in their car and knock on their window.
That's funny.
Dude, that happened to me at MLK in Charleston, dude. I was a little scared. Guy's knocking on my window, and he's like, I see the bow tie, and I'm like, can I help you? Dude takes one of the
brother.
No, he takes one of the newspapers.
Final call, baby.
Throws it in my car. Throws it in my car on my dashboard and says, that'll be $1. sure enough, I reached in my wallet, gave him $1 because I did not want to start any shit at that fucking light.
They've done that shit to me too. I seriously pulled a fucking dime out of my little change thing in my car. I said, here's what I have. Thanks. Pulled off.
Dude, so I could hand you a gold brick and you give me a dime, you cheap little bastard.
Hell yeah.
They blow up shit, man. I'll be real about it, man.
you got to give them credit though. Fucking Las Vegas, 120 degrees, and they're in a wool.
A three-piece fucking suit with a bow tie.
And a hat.
Hey, they ain't real niggas, though. You want to be real about it? Me and Decaf got some chocolate in them. Them beige motherfuckers over there trying to throw some fucking napkins and shit. Trying to call it a fucking newspaper.
That
trying to read this bullshit.
That guy hit you down. Farrakhan is like a... every fucking page of it. All you see is you read an article, you turn the next page, it's fucking Farrakhan with advertising. Farrakhan singing CD.
Farrakhan, yeah, you're right. Farrakhan, you're right.
Farrakhan Muslim Rain. Yeah, Farrakhan Allah singing.
Farrakhan.
Muslim Rain.
Farrakhan's Allah
singing. Vampire Rain. Farrakhan, Kwanzaa tribute. Everybody trying to listen to that fuck ass Farrakhan, Malcolm X, Farrakhan.
My favorite. I remember reading one in the back, advertisements for, you know, bean pies from prison. You know, support a prisoner by buying a bean pie. I'm like,
what? There's a reason they're in prison. Wait. Fuck them.
Right, hold on, what's a bean pie? I don't know.
I don't want to taste that shit.
Kind of like a pumpkin pie,
just with beads.
Oh wait, so black people can like bean pie, but not pumpkin pie?
I like pumpkin pie. I'll never eat a bean pie in my life.
Hell no. That doesn't even sound attractive.
Keep talking. I'm looking on the internet.
That was those pumpkin bean beads.
You gonna Google it?
Those pumpkin beads. The red piece of rice in that motherfucker. The turkey pot pie crust.
I went to Popeyes the other day, and I walked in there, and the lady was like, "Oh my god, a white guy."
Oh my god, sir, can I help you?
Like, are you the health inspector?
Please, come in. Are we getting out of it?
Are you some sort of corporate official that we're not aware of? It's like, no, I just want some chicken.
What?
Where, Popeyes?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, I get it all the time because I work out, you know.
Yeah.
You got to go in blackface?
Yeah, well, you know.
You must have went to the one on Rancho.
I can see Murphy's shit. You get the car with the kids and the wife. All right, guys, I'm going to get Popeyes. Here, Daddy, here's the makeup. Let's do it.
Look at makeup. He's like shoe polish.
My boy's affixing his My Name Sambo Jr. name tag.
Can I get some pom-poms for the children?
They'll be looking at him. Can I get a two-piece meal? They be looking at you and shit. What the fuck are you?
All right.
You?
Now, hold on a sec. Because you need to give me some love. Because you and I did a Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Yes, we did.
Heard live here every Tuesday on LV Rocks
from
10 p.m. We did a show together. And what did we do? What show was it?
Oh, Motown.
That's
Motown
right.
Music. It was
did I surprise you? Because I knew fucking everything.
Actually, I'm a big Temptations
everything?
Fan.
Everything.
Yeah, that's the only thing you didn't play.
Temptations?
Yeah.
I like Temptations.
We got to do a Motown part two.
All right. So bean pie is a sweet custard pie whose filling consists of mashed beans, usually navy beans, sugar, butter, milk, and spices.
Mm. Just gave you a bowl of shit.
What kind of spices is there?
Heroin.
Say. Here we go. This is
anthrax.
Yeah, anthrax.
Oh, fuck.
Anthrax for crack.
This is spice but no side explosive. All right.
Oh, eat for niggas.
Yeah, we got the bean pies in the New Zealand section.
Tastes like Mecca.
Oh. Bean pies are commonly associated with soul food cuisine. Additionally, they are associated with the Nation of Islam movement. Its leader, Elijah Muhammad, encourages their consumption in lieu of richer foods associated with African-American culture.
I could really go for some chicken and waffles right now.
Wow.
Hey, actually, I love Roscoe's.
Roscoe's
oh,
great.
My God.
Some people believe that bean pies have healing effects. The Dead Sea Scrolls contains three separate references to bean pies.
Because it makes you take a shit. You feel good afterwards.
I'm about to clean my colon right now.
God damn, I feel great.
So wait. Wool suits, 120 degrees, hats, you know they go home stinking.
That's the most uncomfortable religion I've ever heard of. But besides the fucking Buddhist motherfucker.
So you think it's more comfortable than the bicycle helmet, the tie, the white shirt, buttoned up, and the black pants?
Hey, man, you're on a bike.
But
you got some
But it's three of those motherfuckers on one bike.
I never seen three.
I'd rather be a polygamist.
Hell yeah. I've seen missionaries in cars, which threw me for a loop the first time I saw them.
I was a missionary in a car, too.
Actually, I'd rather be an Amish.
Hello, white women.
Clip, clop.
All right.
My name is Beast. I'm in the band.
Well, what I want to know from
hold on.
Does a Mormon and a Muslim like be on the same corner and try to fucking get each other into the other religions?
The bloody trips.
And the Amish kids on the side trying to mediate.
Witnesses trying to get there.
Y'all look at each other at the corner of the street. Get the eye and shit like this shit.
Dude, they got prints. Who do you guys have?
I know, right? M up, J Town down.
What's up?
They got the rich people. They got the people that matter.
They got the ones that got money.
No, yes, exactly. He's a different person, though.
So what?
He's so small, he's only half a person.
That is true. Oh. That is true. No, you know what it is? Mormons are set. Like, when everybody blows themselves up and everybody beats the shit out of each other, you just have to open up their garage. You've got, like, 10 years of flour, 10 years of corn, 10 years of Jell-O. You know, they're set.
I've been to the canning. Hey, I've been to the canning place. I sat there for a Saturday. Holy shit, dude. I still have things of sugar at home.
Hey. Rory's mom's going to adopt me. I think Rory wants to say something. The only black kid in that house with food.
In reference to the car thing, all the missionaries are zoned to different areas. And if you have a large area, you get a car. If you have a small area, you get a bike.
Rory, are you Mormon?
Of course I am.
Look at that. See, he didn't speak up. Shit. We've been ripping on her the whole night. He's been sitting there like, I'm not saying nothing.
He's a man.
Because he's a man. Oh. Yeah.
So we have Mormon and sexist. Got it. Wow. Thank you, Ann Leibovitza Smith.
Boris, like, we take it out quietly.
Hey, you want me to take it to the next level? We both served missions.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you serve your mission?
Tennessee.
Both in Tennessee?
Yep.
Wow. Was that rough?
You went to, like, the Baptist
rough,
and...
Rough is an understatement. On a daily basis, people telling us we're going to hell for one reason. Because we're Mormon. That was it.
You're really good people,
but you're going to hell.
Because of your belief.
Damn. So were there a lot of Baptists there, or what did...
Basically everything. There was a little bit of Catholics, a little bit of Mormons, but mostly it was Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterians.
So the Church of God, holiness. So the Catholics were like hiding and shit.
No, you see, here's the thing.
Come on, Mormons, come on in. No. Come on in.
You laugh.
The Baptists are fucking crazy.
Hold on. You fucking laugh. Okay?
In the South, the Catholics are terrified.
Okay, my dad, Catholic, right? If you get one of two reactions, anybody who knocks on the door pitching any religion, you either get, we're Catholic! Slam. Seriously, I've heard him do it several times. Or if he's in a good mood, come on in. Oh fuck, time to go. That's when he invites you in, and you know he starts breaking down every single point. I'm like, ugh.
You know, that's one good thing. At least your religion isn't associated with fucking young boys.
Yes,
you know that's.
You know, you don't go to their church and, okay, when I've been to the Vatican and everything's either about pedophilia. No, I'm kidding. Everything's about fucking gold and money. And then the Pope releases this week. You know, you should live frugally and smart and save your money. And I'm sitting
there, so why don't you sell off some of them fucking statues, motherfucker?
Yeah, exactly. You've got a gold pointy hat, rings either the size
sell
of
the big hat. And
that's looking like the Klan.
Yeah. And that's
this nigga roll out in a Benz. He going to tell me to save my money.
Now he's a Benz. It's a Benz with a fucking fish tank on the top. Come on.
It's the same as Farrakhan. Let's all go back to Africa. Nigga, you first.
Yeah, right?
You go first. Take your gold toys and shit with you.
I ain't African American. I'm from Chicago, bitch.
Talk Farrakhan into taking the plastic off the furniture, okay?
Yeah, right? You cheap nigga.
All right, now look.
Be sleeping on the couch, peeling myself off every motherfucking morning.
I do have a question for the Mormons, though.
Here we go.
For the Mormons.
Now, it's... Because I have seen this with my own eyes. Why do Mormons always drive Suburbans?
Because they have a shitload of children.
They have the kids, but if I can answer that...
Okay.
Hey, dude, here's the deal.
You do have a Suburban, don't you?
But, I mean, they're brand loyal, though. It's always...
SUV.
No, here's the deal, okay? You're not supposed to drink caffeine. You're not supposed to go out.
No, that's not true.
Well, okay. Hard drinks ever since the Mormon church bought a 13% stake in Cokes. Excuse me. In Coke. You're not supposed to drink hard drinks, which means no alcohol. You're not really supposed to go out and gamble. You're not supposed to go out and watch R-rated movies. So what do? You stay at home and fuck, or you talk to your grandmother. What's going to be more exciting? Vagina or yet another conversation about someone's bunions? Fuck that.
Wait.
What if the vagina says we need to stop?
Well, see, Roy's going to have to go, Roy.
Roy.
Most of them are misconceptions, though. I mean...
No, they're not! I've been part of the religion!
We can see R-rated movies. We can do anything. We can drink Coke. I mean, to say
again,
we can't,
after
to
the
say 13%
we can't
steak, drink caffeine
associated
is to
with
say we can't
too,
have
huh?
chocolate or red cabbage.
What's wrong with chocolate?
Okay. That's okay, hold on a sec. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Now, as someone who... God, has been Mormon.
Maybe they were fucking with you.
Twice. The strong drinks conversation changed, and you know it changed, when the Mormon church bought a 13% stake. Caffeine was always... Okay.
Here's how it works. Well, the caffeine thing, it's recommended that people don't drink caffeine for the reason that it's very addictive. If you're sitting there drinking a 12-pack a day, you shouldn't drink it. But if you're going to sit there and drink one with dinner or something, that's perfectly fine. And a lot of people, I know a lot of people... that used to drink Jolt soda by the case a day.
Again, BYU campus, spend some time there.
Maybe it's BYU looking for naming rights.
No. There, again, you couldn't get a caffeinated soda on BYU's campus again until the Mormon church bought a 13% stake in Coca-Cola Enterprises. Next thing you know, there's a Coke fountain in every freaking student center.
Nice. because now we get it for cheap.
There you go.
It's called marketing.
See, I'll take the juice. Now, look, I will say this. The Mormon religion has the family concept down really well. I loved spending time with my ex-wife's family because it was always a big deal.
Why?
Because
the father was around?
Yeah. And family, family was a huge deal.
I got a dad?
Family was a huge deal. But do you find, especially in the northwest side of town, do you find more people use the wards and move into specific wards to be part of a certain social structure or even a financial structure rather than be part of the religion itself?
I can't say that. I can say with certain people that is the case, mm-hmm. but not with it as a whole.
But not on the whole.
Okay. Not on the whole, cool. Yeah.
All right, so I want to know is what the more, because I asked one Mormon kid that was going to school, right? I was like, what do you do for fun, all this other stuff? We hang out with friends and stuff, so he didn't want to give me no answer.
Obviously, they hang out at Dim concerts.
Not only was he a Mormon, he was a dork, so I can't
trust
him.
We are addicting. Minus the drinking and things like that. I mean, so y'all play dominoes every weekend. We go to the movies.
Yep. Drinking, yeah. We just don't do it.
Rory, you don't drink?
You can't.
So you always win at dominoes.
I never paid attention.
That's why the Mormon religion is so good, because they never get drunk. So when they fucking play dominoes and shit, they take everybody's fucking money and shit.
Dude, I played cards.
Hustle.
When I
dominoes, motherfucker.
We don't get drunk because we're taking his black ass home.
That's right.
Shit.
I'm gonna get mad that I can get fucked up and get a ride home?
I know, dude.
He's gotta drive the niggas home.
That's right.
When I got married, when I got married, my wife invited
Miss Daisy.
Invited her brother and a bunch of their friends from church over, and we played. And it was in my house, so no one's gonna tell me I can't drink. So as the night progressed, and I'm a fairly good poker player, I noticed I was losing.
A fairly drunk ass.
Yeah, I noticed. Where the fuck is all my money going? And these guys are sitting here merrily sober. And then I realized for a second, maybe this isn't just a social ploy.
They're Mormon. You're Irish.
Yeah, I know.
That speaks for itself, my friend.
All right. Okay, yeah. So we gotta talk some NFL shit because we do have the bet still going.
Yes.
I need to retabulate the points. I haven't.
You say that shit for 4 months.
Don't mention I'm a Raiders fan.
Jeez, Raider fan. And the points, I think you've moved up. I think you and I are actually close to being tied. Decaf, Wild Trench, I do believe is still in the lead.
Yeah.
Games we got this week. We already had, Bears and the Saints yesterday. Which, by the way, you guys fucking lucked out, and you know you did.
Hell yeah.
Games coming up this week. We got Tampa Bay and Atlanta. We got Washington and Cincinnati. We got Tennessee and Houston, which that's just a win. We got Green Bay and Jacksonville. We got San Francisco and Miami. Seattle and St. Louis. Buffalo and the Jets. We got San Diego and KC. Detroit and Indianapolis. Which I guess Indy should just stay home and still win. We got Vikings and the Cardinals.
Tonight we're substituting with the Red River Little League Powder Puff football team.
They're still going to win. Love you, Dan. We got
talk shit to the Lions if they were here. Who gives a shit?
What are they going to do?
Yeah, what is this? Like a field goal line right here. They're not going to cross it.
We got Pittsburgh and Baltimore. We got Denver and Carolina. We got New England and the Raiders.
Raiders!
Yeah, and we got Giants and Dallas, Cleveland and Philly. Decaf, what are you looking forward to this week as far as matchups go?
Giants and Dallas.
Wait, did you say Raiders or Al Davis's whipping team?
Exactly that, okay. Too. Decaf, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to seeing Dallas get fucking beat.
You think so?
I want them out of the playoffs, a tie here and a bitch.
Thank you.
Get them out of just scrape them off. That's all I want to see.
Trench, what about you, buddy?
I have no fucking clue.
You have no clue. What about, you guys are.
See, here's the thing. You guys got to understand. I'm winning this fucking thing. I don't follow NFL football.
I don't either.
And I'm winning the fucking contest.
Well, that's because Decaf and I overthink shit. Plus, we're barely coherent on Sunday morning when it's time to put our picks in.
You ain't live, boy. I'll be like, I'm like, 9:50. Fuck! God damn it! And looking at the teams and shit. God damn it, half of them already fucking played.
Dude, no shit. Last week, I'm sitting there. I can't even open my eyes. My daughter's next to me. I'm like, Athena, read me the layout. That one. I only picked two. You picked the other two because I can't think right now. Daddy needs to go and lay down with another bottle.
You're about to say something.
Go for it.
This guy, he just likes colors. He's like, black looks better than red today. Yeah,
that's
you know
how he
what?
Picks.
Jokes.
I've
jokes.
Seen his
that's
picking good. Style. You know, in a real fight, I think
he's like,
a bear
did you see his
could
buns?
Take a
he's
Colt.
Gonna run it all the way in.
Jesus Christ, you figured it out.
I think Barry Sanders is gonna hit a home run. Ooh, sorry.
Swoosh.
2 points.
Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson.
There you go.
Now
Bo Jackson. Bo knows. He's gonna get 100 yards this week.
Bo knows hip surgery.
We got
a grand slam.
Do we have any other real picks for this week? Anybody else that's going to be real? Nothing?
No one?
Well,
I think
I'm
Dallas might get Giants. It might be an upset.
I think Arizona's going to beat Minnesota.
You think Arizona? I wouldn't.
What is up with who is the locker room issue?
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's
exposing
their cock in the fucking locker room on
I think
live
it was San Diego or something. Guy
is that
gets,
not supposed to happen in the locker room?
Yeah, I was about to
Dude,
say.
No. He's
live
wearing
TV.
A towel, and it doesn't help. Dude's cock is hanging at his knees on live television.
Oh, that's like a tripod, huh?
Yeah, no shit.
On live television.
On live fucking television. Fox Sports. It was broadcasted live.
Schlong.
the Mormon white girls released. They said the ratings went up the chart of Mormon white girls.
All of a sudden, Kenny says, Rory, I can't come out and watch the football.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's funny about
that? I'd like to drive his black ass home.
I don't really like football. And she's the one who sits home and watches it.
Nice.
Candice,
you got
a
pick? Candice, you got a pick for this week?
She watches college ball.
College? Talk college. Who do you like
BYU.
College this week? This is where you give her the mic, Rory.
Let her talk in the mic, nope. Dude.
They're all playing both. They're all done.
Yeah, not till January.
Oh, what do you like for bowl games?
What
do you like for bowl games? Who do you think?
So do you think Texas Tech got cheated?
Well, you already fucking know I'm going for BYU.
Yeah.
Know. They're playing in Las Vegas next Saturday, but I don't fucking know.
Nothing.
God, she says fuck us.
Well,
so
if
good.
You follow college,
serious, that's the most fucks I've ever heard come out of anyone's mouth other than my own. That's awesome. Fuck that.
BCS, BCS or playoff system?
What?
What do you prefer?
What do you prefer?
Or a
BCS,
playoff system?
The bowl championship system, or an actual
playoff system?
Just the actual playoff.
Thank
See?
You.
Thank you. Even the president.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the president. Fucking, there's now Congress is getting involved. They're like, we think, you know, make this a fucking law now just to get it done.
Whatever. Rev says that Texas got fucked out of the BCS championship, which I don't follow college football, but I know enough to say,
I mean,
yeah, they fucking did.
I mean, with the same thing with Texas Tech, say the same thing. I mean, but Texas Tech beat Texas.
Nice.
I don't know.
Though. Well, I got to say, my NFL pick this week will surprise everyone. I say Houston's actually going to beat the Titans this week.
Oh, shit.
Really?
I think the Titans are going to go down this week. They've already clinched the playoffs.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because their starting line's going to be sitting on the bench, getting nice and warm, hanging out, getting ready. They already clinched.
They're benching players?
Yeah, they're going to bench.
Oh,
you know
really?
They are. Yeah, dude. Fuck, dude. What are they're not the Patriots. They haven't got shit to prove. They don't need to go 16-0.
Right.
But,
You mean 17-1.
Yeah, I think Houston's actually going to win this one. It's kind of sucks, but whatever. Also,
shut the fuck up. Sunday morning, I'm going to see your picks. Titans.
No,
get the fuck out of here.
I'm not putting the Titans on my pick this list, but I think the best game of the week, honestly.
But you going to pick against them?
No.
No, he can't go that far.
Dude,
no.
Why would you do that in a situation where I need to win? If I lose, I'm washing one of you two's car in a bikini, and it's not happening in February. Yeah, we're breaking
what
out.
What are you going for?
What?
Banana
this,
hammock.
This, yeah, we got the running bet is losers.
Banana boat.
Banana boat. Yeah, right. The losers have to wash the winner's car in a bikini after the Super Bowl.
Make sure you use cold water.
In a Titans bikini?
Dude, if I could find one that fit my big ass, it'd be great. No, I think the game to watch this week, though, is going to be Pittsburgh-Baltimore. I think that's actually going to be a real smash mouth game. I want to see that. That's going to be real fun.
I think Baltimore may pull up the upset. We'll see. But anyway.
It's going to be
absolutely.
A good
Absolutely. Wow, dude. I mean, this show.
So how many Chinese bartenders have you?
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Here we go again.
Today, damn.
Talk about a recovery moment here, huh?
Well, that's the best part is after after you're done, you just want to fuck one 15 minutes later.
Irish Mandingo's been talking about. Or I think it was Irish. Someone was asking about how you download your show. On
I gave him the link. Just put this link in your ad to in the advanced column. It's not part of iTunes yet.
Basically, it's not. We don't have it as part of iTunes, but the new non-iTunes link. If you just copy and paste that link,
it actually you'll get all the shows. You'll get
everything
both of
now.
Them. Yeah,
yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
So we need a decaf hour on this. Yes.
All right. We'll talk.
That'd be all great. Right. Do we really need an hour of God? I hope the Patriots win this year.
That's fucked up. No, I'll talk about extra substance, shit like that,
like Niganomics.
Niganomics. Niganomics 101.
If you only got $5 and you need beer and Cheetos,
Do what I did and go ask your mama for $20.
You know what?
Stand outside the 7-Eleven. Untuck your shirt.
You know what? Let me. I'm gonna do a little bus throw here because a couple weeks ago we did unearth the news that Mr. Trench is in fact divorced now.
Yes,
he's a single man, ladies. Yes.
Looking to join a Mormon religion.
Candace, you feel free to send your sister over to us. You have a sister?
Yeah, she's married.
She's married. Yeah. What is she like? 14.
but he's dick. Got yellow.
Wait,
fucking dick.
Rory, do you have a sister?
No sisters.
No sisters?
12 brothers, though, right?
He's got a brother.
Three.
You don't need a sister. Take Rory.
Wait, you only got four kids in your family?
Yeah, there's just four
there's
boys.
Only three in mine.
Holy shit.
Well, were your, did your parents, like, work a lot or something? Or
even the Mormons got cutbacks and shit.
Dude, sometimes cutbacks. I've never met a Mormon family had less than six kids. I can't lie to you. I don't know who's worse, the Mormons or the Latino Catholics.
Latino Catholics.
Gotta evade them taxes.
Yeah, Latino Catholics. Yeah.
The only difference is the Mormons get to put all their family in one giant SUV. The Latinos put them all in one tiny little two-door Fiat.
Now, not even that. They should got the baby strollers
that's
and shit.
That's a Ford Focus.
Yeah, you know what,
the baby stroller with an eight-year-old in it?
Yeah. Well, that's why we only got the SUV.
So, that little SA walk.
So we're going to peel back the curtain a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
We're going to show a little bit of Murphy's real life. So everyone knows here I am married. Can you believe someone actually married me, right?
He's done it twice.
Twice.
I'll pray for her soul.
That's okay. It's already mine. And she has a daughter from her first marriage. Now, the daughter's father is, he's a fuck twit at the best. Guy's serving his fourth aggravated burglary. This guy's fucked up. So we've been kind of chasing him for like the last 3 years to pay child support, right?
Why are you looking for somebody that's been in jail?
No, he gets in, he gets out, he gets in, he gets out.
Because Murph keeps going to Gene at the women's prison going, oh, fuck. Well, ladies, I'm here.
Since I'm here.
You don't go search for somebody that's been locked up.
Well, when he's out of prison, he's kind of hard to find, and you can't get money from someone when
easy,
they're making...
Just give a window. Put a window near him. He'll break through, right?
Yeah, right?
Is he locked up because of child support? Too,
no, he's locked up. He's locked up because he likes to take other people's checks and put his name on it.
You can go to jail for that shit?
Yeah, apparently. Especially when it's your own.
Hey, Rory,
we better
you
stop.
You ever wonder where those paychecks went?
Now you sound like OJ. Now you sound like fucking OJ and shit.
Nobody leave the room.
So my
wife. I'm really sorry for everything I did. I did not realize stealing my own shit was wrong.
I didn't mean killing that white bitch.
Oh. I didn't realize taking a gun and threatening to pistol whip somebody was against the law.
Ron Goldman, I'll twist the mustache if it makes you feel better. I'm so sorry.
So my wife. She's been saying forever and a day, I'm going to get him for child support. I'm going to get him for child support. And I'm like, fucking bitch, please.
It ain't that hard. I collect child support.
Exactly. So
me, I collect child support.
You go and get it?
Huh?
Nice.
I get paid.
Sweet. So finally, she went down.
You get $5. Man.
She went down, and she finally filed all the
paperwork.
Looking
like you do, he'd pay you child support.
Yeah, no shit. If he shut my door like, this is your child. I'm sorry, here's a check. Finally.
Money now.
Money, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money,
money.
Yeah.
So finally, she gets the paperwork done, and the district attorney serves him in jail. Serves him his papers in his fucking cell.
I love that district attorney.
And they're getting him for 3 months back child support. So if the motherfucker...
Months?
Yeah, 3 months. Months. That's it. That, look, they're just going to when she filed. If he can't figure out how to come up with 3 months worth of a couple $100 of child support by the time he gets out of jail, when he gets out of jail, he's going right back to jail.
Yeah, of course.
And nice. Then the state pays us, which is nice. But
and they'll garnish his wages, whatever the fuck he'll ever make.
Dude, he's making like $6 an hour in jail doing like laundry.
$6.
I bet he works for my
cigarettes.
Job, if you want to be real about it.
Really?
Yeah, man. They be throwing out some hoods in some prisons, man. This shit is nice. Got to do a little sanding on this shit. The prison be working their ass off.
He made my license plate look real good.
Yeah.
Shine that shit up. No, I just, I've always been on the other end of that. I've paid child support most of my adult life, and it is...
For all 12 children?
Yeah, no shit. I'm like decaf. I have no idea how many are actually out there.
Oh.
No, luckily I've just got the one, well, the two technically. But it is so weird to be on the other end of that, to know that there's going to be a check coming each month to help pay for this child's expenses.
Dude, it is stupendous.
And Athena's not expensive.
Stupendous. I feel like a ghetto amazing. Mama.
That's the word of the day.
I so do.
I mean, she's.
I get $500 a month.
She's 12.
Damn. Awesome.
Yeah, you get five. She has to pay up $500 a month.
That's what I was paying, and now it's been cut down for my boy because he's not in daycare anymore. But
So if you guys like are going out to the bar, who picks the tab? You or you?
No, the Asian lady does.
I ain't paid for a drink in 6 months, nigga. You see what I walked
in? You're that or groupie.
See what I walked in? Murphy gave me a beer. You got me on bitch status already.
This is marijuana. This motherfucker,
he fucked that bitch away. He got band-aids on his dick and shit.
Is the pussy slanted?
Slanted clam.
Gotta keep it squinting, baby. Gotta keep it squinting.
Every once in a while, he's just like, pull out the nunchucks. Beat my ass with the nunchucks.
All right, Murph, where were you going with this shit?
So, it's really weird to me be on the other end of that. Mr. Knuckles, you getting child support check.
That's right.
Anybody else paying child support? I know I am.
I will be.
You will be. Anybody else? Rory?
Hey, man.
That's not what you said out there. What about you?
Yeah. I'm 23, still ain't got no kids yet.
Was it because you made the more income?
I'm sorry?
Was it because you made more income?
No, because I have a penis, and in this state, that's enough for them to fuck you.
Horseshit. They went off of who made more income. Obviously, it was her, because she makes like over $6,000 a month.
Yeah. Damn,
dude, she made more than I did. But
I'm glad
now.
To be broke, man. It's like we're gonna give
fucking starving artist never paid so well.
Exactly, that's why I lost so much weight.
When my wife got pregnant, my ex called me and said, "Look, I know your bills are gonna be larger than normal, so why don't we go ahead and cut the child support?" I saved that fucking voicemail on my phone just in case for the last 4 months. It is, you know. For those of you that are getting divorced or are divorced, it is really important to keep a great relationship because if something happens, they can fuck you, and it's good to keep friendliness going.
It's cheaper to keep us.
Exactly.
The funny thing is, that's a dude saying that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, I heard that song today. I was like, damn, this motherfucker got some shit to him.
This is the only motherfucker that passed some promotions and shit. You know, we're going to give you a new, office.
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Hey, yeah, as a matter of fact, right. Can I go and downgrade? I found this cardboard box. Frigidaire makes this great office suite.
Why don't I go ahead and just move my office into the basement?
As a matter of fact, you can move up the whole fucking staff before me. We're good.
That guy that drools on himself, way qualified. Much better off than I am at this job.
They just cut a new CD out. They just got that off that child support and shit.
That's how we roll.
Oh my goodness. Guys, one more time for those of you listening at home. Dim here in the studio.
Dim set.
Check them out. MySpace.com/DimLasVegas. If you are here locally, check them out. They've got their benefit show coming up. Yep. Cheyenne Saloon on the
19th.
You guys
have to download the show. My fucking head is hurting for fucking laughing.
This is good. I know it's about getting out time. What do we want to talk about for like 3 minutes?
2 minutes left, so we can wrap it. Why don't we go ahead and talk
about
it?
Who voted for Obama then?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, here, of course.
Look at the hand stayed down. I don't vote.
Hey, speaking of which, did you hear?
McCain?
Yeah, did you hear what happened with one of the phones McCain used?
Oh, the $20
losing time.
Okay, check it out. Blackberry on sale at a garage sale.
Actually, I wanted to vote for Mitt Romney, but he was put out early in the race.
For reasons.
So I have a question. If the Republicans...
Mitt Romney was a good guy, though.
His hair was entirely too much. I don't think this country's ready for that hair.
Can't fit this shit in the White House.
We're ready for a black man before that hair.
How does it make you feel that the American public chose a black guy over a Mormon?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. That's the wrong people to ask because they'd rather hang out with a black dude than Mormon.
Well, let me ask that. Who we need to talk to? We need to talk to fucking Rocky.
Yeah, where's Rocky?
We need to talk to fucking Rocky and your brother's
get
band.
Rocky on.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Rocky and I almost came to blows. It was great.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to vote for Obama because of his name. Because it's so close to Osama. I said, if he's not going to vote for him, give me a legitimate fucking reason. You can say you hate the motherfucker's politics. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell
Why
me about
a name.
Why can't
you say, I hate the nigga. I'm not going to vote for him.
Hey, that works both ways.
Let that fool get some juice in him. He went off. He goes off.
Dude, I mean, okay, I got a question. You really honestly think that they voted for him to, like, erase the guilt?
Maybe.
See, maybe. See, that's what I'm. That's why I voted for him.
What do you think, Scooby?
That whole slavery thing, dude. We're even. That's it. We're square, man.
I think IC Blue in the chat room already met.
Hey yo.
Said you are not even yet.
The Grand Wizard's gonna be our next president.
The Grand Wizard. Yeah, right.
Dude, I'm sorry.
He can't fuck it up anymore.
If I had to choose between Barack Obama and the guy who couldn't raise his arms above here, and had the crazy lady from Alaska with him.
Yeah, he hired his nurse to be his vice president.
Oh. He hired a failed sports anchor from a local non-affiliate station in Anchorage to be his running mate.
I'll take me some Palin.
That lady was she was insane. What papers do you read? All of them? Could you name one? Nope. I'll get back to you. Wait, what?
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
Let's see Palin take that fire hydrant.
Yeah, where's that plug? Palin on the plug.
Stick it in my ass, don't you know?
To be completely honest, I think Romney was the best of the Republican candidates, and they got John McCain. And John McCain's good, too, but he tried to be too much of a Republican hardliner, and no one wanted that shit. Anyone got crazy, bitch.
Yeah,
that fucking did it. That's some fucking shit. That was battleship right there. Boo!
All right.
But it backfired.
Yeah, it did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, bitches!
Smoke weed every day. Chocolate rain.
Oh, Jesus. Got a lot of people to thank. First up, big thanks to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for the studio, time, space, everything you do. Thanks to Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Radio X UK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Trax Radio. Big thanks to our guest, Dim.
Check him out here locally on the 19th over at Cheyenne Saloon.
And the Merch Slingers.
I just had an orgasm. Brian, Candace.
You're our dope dealers.
I like
fucking
that.
Over there sitting there looking like a fucking deal. Hallmark greeting card, making me sick.
I love Candace.
I'm going to take y'all picture.
You two are so Caucasian, it hurts.
Dude, you know, I am angry divorced man suddenly because you guys are all cute over there.
Hey, Candace,
pretty ass motherfuckers.
Candace, I'm going to get a bottle of Jack. I'll get you a bottle of orange juice and we're going to talk, girl, all right?
Dude, just get her like a nice healthy spritzer. She'll
I'll
never
give her a big ass bowl of Jello and she'll be like,
there's some Fiji water. It's on a
Wait.
As long as it's green.
I got last words for the night. Just want to point that out. Also, big thanks. One more time. Where can they find you online? And fucking show shit and everything?
MySpace.com/DimLasVegas.
Damn.
January 3rd with Asasino and next Friday at Cheyenne Saloon. Yes. UMC Children's Center.
There you go.
Good cause.
Awesome shit. All right. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you very much for listening. Subscribe, download to all the Spankwagon podcasts, MRAF, SWR, download them all. And I do have a final words for tonight, though. Would you do some Jello shots?
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.